Washington confirms that U.S. warplanes have launched airstrikes against Taliban forces in Afghanistan after President Barack Obama's decision to expand American involvement in the war. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said the airstrikes struck Taliban targets in southern Afghanistan. He added that no U.S. combat troops were in the area, but declined to provide more information about the airstrike, citing, quote, operational security. This as Obama approved the removal of certain key restrictions that barred U.S. support forces from actively fighting Taliban militants in Afghanistan. The U.S. and its allies invaded Afghanistan in 2001 as part of Washington's so-called War on Terror. The offensive removed Taliban from power, but insecurity still remains across the country. Well, for more on this story, we're joined by our correspondent in Kabul, Fayez Khorshid. Fayez, thank you so much for joining us. What more can you tell us about the latest U.S. airstrikes in Afghanistan?
Well, as part of the new U.S. plan, several airstrikes have been carried out against the Taliban hideouts in southern Afghanistan, mostly in Helmand, that still remains the main strongholds of Taliban insurgents. And we have been told by Afghan officials inside the Afghan Ministry of Defense that these airstrikes would be expanded to eastern parts of this country against the Taliban as well. And but there are mixed reactions now here in Kabul to this, to the resumption of airstrikes. Some people favor these airstrikes against the Taliban, saying that it doesn't matter to them whether Taliban insurgents are killed by Afghan or by American airstrikes. It's a terrorist group that remains responsible for the bulk of civilian casualties, and the new leadership of the Taliban does not want to talk to the Afghan government, join the peace process, and lay down their guns. So it's better the Afghan and Americans expand their airstrikes against this terrorist group. But there are also other people who believe that military operations won't help, as it didn't help in the past too. It's better they keep inviting the Taliban insurgents for peace negotiations and seek help of the Pakistani and the Chinese government to woo the Taliban for peace negotiations. We don't have an official statement yet out of the Afghan presidential palace to the resumption of airstrikes, but President Ghani tacitly supports U.S. operations against the terrorist groups, including the Taliban, unlike the former president of this country, Hamid Karzai.
So, Fayez, do you know if anything about the particular target of today's attacks? Have there been any civilian casualties, any Taliban casualties?
Well, only Taliban casualties have been reported in Helmand, and we have been told that these operations would continue at this stage in Helmand province in the south. It's a very dangerous area. It's some of the villages there are controlled by the Taliban insurgents. And Taliban this year, they have been put under extreme pressure by the Pakistani government on the other side of the border. They are trying now to use Helmand as a launching pad for their attacks against other Afghan major towns. No civilian casualties have been reported yet.
And also, how effective have these U.S. airstrikes been, or how effective are they going to be in stopping the Taliban in their attacks, in limiting them and finally defeating them?
Well, as I remember that these strikes have been quite effective in the very beginning. At least the Americans could topple the Taliban government. But later on, they failed to chase the Taliban insurgents, and Taliban could establish their hideouts in different Afghan towns, particularly in Helmand and also in Kandahar. And when the U.S. President Barack Obama came to office, he sent more troops to Afghanistan. They expanded their military operations, but those operations have not helped very much, because many military and political experts here in Kabul believe that Americans and also the former administration of Hamid Karzai made big mistakes not inviting the Taliban insurgents at that time for peace negotiations. That's why they could establish sanctuaries on the Pakistani soil as well. Now, they are going to resume these airstrikes. Now, it remains that all eyes are on the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, that if he would be able to better manage these new operations and urge Americans to change their rules of engagement in a bid to protect civilians on the ground.
Okay, Fayez, thank you so much for joining us. That was Press TV's Fayez Khorshid joining us live from Kabul.